Hello and welcome to the Thursday, September 19th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. The big news today is, of course, Apple's release of iOS 7. Now, Apple highlighted a lot of the new functionality being added to this release of iOS, but it also includes a number of important security fixes. So even if you don't care much for the additional features, you probably should still update to iOS 7. Now, as with every big new release, one of the problems, of course, is to get a hold of the respective software. Apple's servers were very busy today and frequently not reachable, but apparently it didn't just affect Apple's servers. As a result of this huge strain on these resources, also some of the content delivery networks like Akamai, who cache the content that Apple delivers, were under distress and in some parts not responding, affecting other sites hosted on these same cache servers. We also heard a lot of complaints from, for example, university networks and other networks where the users inside the network were downloading the update quite aggressively, calling very high bandwidth utilization, in particular on a wireless network, because, of course, a lot of these downloads happen over Wi-Fi. iOS does typically not support a wired connection. Now, you can still download it to a laptop, a desktop, and then use iTunes to apply this update. The other option you have is setting up a caching server in your own network. This comes as part of OS X server. It's a feature that's pretty easy to enable. Once you enable this caching feature, the server will then download updates as they become available. Now, your devices on your network, before they actually go out to Apple to download an update, they will broadcast on the local network using multicast DNS message looking for one of these cache servers. And if they find one available, they will actually prefer the download from the local server, saving you quite a bit of upstream bandwidth. But well, it's not just Apple that had patches for us. Also, Cisco had patches for the Cisco Prime Data Center Network Manager. Now, as has become kind of typical for Cisco, these patches are quite web application centric. And one issue, for example, the XML external entity injection vulnerability is something that we'll actually discuss here in Vegas in class tomorrow. And remote command execution vulnerabilities, that's something we talked about today. So very basic kind of web application security issues are a real problem at this point for Cisco. And then we got a new version of Firefox, Firefox 24. The reason this is somewhat important, we have a lot of Firefox updates, is that Firefox 24 will be the extended support release, so it will stay around and will be supported for a while. It also replaces Firefox 17. One somewhat controversial change to the security features is that Firefox 24 no longer supports any of the certificate revocation lists. Instead, it only uses the more modern OCSP protocol. OCSP is really a web service and all the large certificate authorities do support it. So the browser will be able to check whether a certificate is valid on demand. Actually, OCSP is in many ways superior to certificate revocation lists. For example, certificate revocation lists are really just a blacklist. With OCSP, you will not only get a message back if a certificate is invalid, you'll also get a message back if the certificate is still valid. So there's essentially a positive signal coming back here for valid certificates. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.